We're shedding our masks and breaking down walls. Hell, we may even drop our drawers. That's right. We're going commando with Angela and Dana. Hi, my name is Dana Sardano, and this is Angela DeMarco, and we are going commando. Going Commando is a little show that we put together because we understand the importance of authenticity. We understand the importance of being who you are. Broken record. Being who you are, embracing that, and bringing it to the world. And we do that. And I thought I'd spice it up a little bit. Yeah. We do that.
It does have like a little like dancey cadence to it.
I know. But, yeah. We try to be great. We want you to be great too. Thank you for joining us. Angela.
The greatness in us sees the greatness in you.
Exactly.
We were just talking about getting ready for these things, you know, and it's kind of like, how do you get ready for these podcasts? I don't put on lipstick. I brush my hair. Dana finds her weird t-shirts and, you know, whatever we feel like wearing.
Well, the Space Kitty is intentional today because today, I know that this is an evergreen episode, but today is April 8th and it's this big eclipse that they're talking about. And check this out. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, you got your glasses.
I got my glasses.
Shit, mine are downstairs.
But I'll tell you, these glasses actually came. Rob, man, he's on top of everything. The contacts that I ordered, I wear one contact instead of readers now because I'm always sitting on them and I'm always losing my readers. So for those of you who don't know how this works, if you wear one contact, if you just need readers, it does something to your brain and you don't wear glasses. That's why if you see old stuff of me, I'm always in glasses and now I don't wear them. But anyway, this came with my latest set, I guess. And I said to him, how do you know it's for the eclipse? He's like, there's a huge eclipse on the front of it. I'm like, oh. So I'm like, let me try them on. And I put them on. I'm like, I can't see shit. And he's like, because you're staring into the sun, you dope. So got my glasses.
I think it's so cool, though, that, like, you know, Dave picked him up on, like, at a welcome center on the road the other day. Like, just he just grabbed a bunch and they're giving them away at the school. Like, it's really cool that people are embracing it and like sharing in this celestial phenomenon right today. You know, it's super cool.
I think it's twofold. And again, just to clarity, to make the connection, that's why I'm wearing a Space Kitty shirt. But I think it's twofold. I think it's like, yes, people want to, you know, share in the celestial, blah, blah, blah. But I think also.
Is that what I sounded like, fuckface? Are you
I didn't want to trip. I didn't want to trip over phenomenon. So I was just like, blah, blah, blah. That was more for me than it was for you. But I think many of us aren't the sharpest pencils in the box and we will stare at the sun. So I think this is more preemptive. You know how many times Rob said to me before he left, do not go outside and stare at the sun. I'm like, okay, go outside. No, do not go outside. So stare in the sun. No, mole. Like, so I think they're just trying to save us from blindness.
Oh, that's wonderful, actually. I think that's great. Because I guess you can't cure blindness with medicine. So, you know, doesn't hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So they're trying to, you know, make it easier for them. You know, everybody on the 9th, everybody's going to be like, I don't understand.
My eyes.
I'll be right. My eyes.
I know. I'm excited for it today. I was watching a couple of things, how they're predicting that there's going to be another earthquake here in New York today, like the solar eclipse earthquake thing. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, all right, predict it away. Drop a bridge, let's see what else you got.
Don't forget murder hornets.
Oh yeah.
And meth gators, because, you know, if we're not scared, they're not doing their job right. So everybody be afraid. Hurry up, get your glasses, be afraid.
The moon's going in the path of the sun. Crazy. Dogs are gonna sleep for 5 minutes. What?
Meanwhile, you sent me that dead bird video this morning. I had a moment of pause. I was like, whoa.
Well, I know. It's interesting. That guy's actually really cool. I like him. I got to figure out what his handle is on Instagram. But he always has like that, like, he does like a lot of that. And I like that.
Yeah. Just to be clear for those of you who are watching and listening, Angela sent me a video this morning of this guy walking down the street and finding either just super still birds, I'm guessing ready to die, and dead birds on the sidewalk.
Like little sparrowy kind of birds too, right? They're tiny.
Yeah. And my first thought was, you know, back in the day, I don't know if they still do, probably not. They would send like finches or canaries in the mines before the miners go in. Because if there was any kind of like leak, a gas leak that could kill the miners, the birds would die. So they would do that. So, you know, for the understanding for the miners. So I'm seeing all these dead birds. I'm like, there's got to be some sort of gas in the air. Like, why would they all just drop dead?
Yeah, I don't know what location that was. I don't know anything about it, but it is. That's going down. All right. So that's all the outer world. Let's get to our inner world. Bring it in, folks. All right. So this season is a season of balance, and we are talking about, we're actually doing a lot of work. We're going to do a lot of inner work, going through all the different chakras and seeing where we're banged up and how we can fix it. So we're doing this based on Dana's book, Veda Finds Her Crown. I'll put a link down, but you can get it at phenom-publishing.com and pick up a copy. And it's an awesome book. It's a story. And then it's a workbook based on each of these chakras that we're talking about in our episode. So you can read along, follow along, ask questions. We really want you to be engaged. I'm doing some serious work. I'm super excited. Long time for to release shit. I'm so excited. So last week we talked about your crack being cracked.
Today we're going to talk about how to uncrack your crack.
Yeah. So we're going to do two episodes, a chakra or an age of resonance. And last week we started with the root and talked about what it looks like when it's all banged up and how that affects your foundation and your future and your heart and your voice and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So just to do a little bit of a recap, you know, we have seven chakras, and this, by the seventh one, I'm going to be like, okay, everybody say it with me. We have seven chakras, but we have seven chakras within our body. They're energy centers. And when they are, healthy and balanced and moving, then our outer world actually reflects the balance of that inner world. And the chakras, again, are from the rooter to the tutor, but they start with your root chakra all the way up, you know, your sacral solar plexus, so on and so forth, up through your crown. Now, when we are born with these energy centers, but there are greatest age of resonance as we develop as human beings. If you've heard Maslow's hierarchy of needs and, you know, and the, like the need, their physiology and the need for acceptance and so on to self-actualization. Our chakras, they come online, how they affect us in our development are the same way. So your root chakra, your greatest age of resonance is between 0 and 7. That is the foundation of you. Your bottom three chakras, we'll talk about the other ones as they come up. They're all about that foundation, but 0 to 7. What kind of structure you had? What kind of organization in your life? Did you have any traumas? Did you feel loved? Did you feel safe? All of those things. So the primary feelings in the root chakra are about being safety, about safety. I taught English, by the way, for years. Safety.
She writes college essays.
Yeah, and I write books too. I'm editor in chief as well. Look at me go. But safety, security, and grounding. And we talked last week about how those feelings of being unsafe, those feelings of being insecure, of not being grounded, how they affected both me and Angela in completely different ways. I was the extreme on one side, super grounded, super safe, super strong, you know, and Angela was on the other side, you know, worried and fearful and not feeling very grounded, and how it's affected us as adults. So here we are today. So what we want to talk about today is if you are in either camp, super achievement oriented, super like, you know, off the charts, like I said, crazy grounded, or having difficulty, you know, finding your footing, what we can do to be better grounded, to have a stronger foundation, to have a stronger root chakra, to uncrack our cracks, so to speak.
And the good news is it's not too late. It's not too late.
It's never too late. That's what's so awesome.
It's never too late to go back and change. And it's basically just grabbing that mortar and going down to your foundation, finding where those cracks are, filling it. And it really, this work has totally changed my life, because I was on that opposite side, like Dana was saying, like where I was uprooted. There were no roots for me up until I was 8 years old. And at that point, let me just tell you guys, at 8 years old, my mom goes, here's this man, I'm marrying him. number three. You're going to call him dad. By the way, I'm pregnant. You're going to be a big sister. And we're going to all move to this new place. Okay. So that was pretty much my life, but I had nothing. So that affected every decision I made. It affected my worthiness. It affected my being loved. It affected my, you know, just having to prove everything. And once I realized where this stuff was, and we're going to talk about how to reconcile these things, everything changed.
And one of the things that's important to recognize also is right now we're specifically talking about the root, but the foundational chakras up through the age of 21 are the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus. And they all build on each other, right? So your root is, again, there's fissures in the foundation, then your sacral, which builds upon it. And those are your adolescent years, your early adolescence. Like from like 8 to 14. Ah, yeah. And then your sense of identity builds on that. So we talk about that a lot. And we're talking about, in this case, a foundation. But I just want to jump just for a second. Then you have way down the line, this will be like 7 or 8 episodes in, we're going to talk about your throat chakra, which is your sense of authenticity and your sense of speaking your truth and being authentic, sense of integrity, right? But here's the thing. When your foundation is banged up, it directly affects that throat chakra. When your foundation is banged up, talk about the heart chakra, which we'll talk about later. It affects the heart chakra. Mm. When your foundation is banged up, now we're going to go to your third eye chakra, your sense of discernment, your sense of clarity, your sense of seeing the big picture. It's going to affect that. Mm. So even though we're going to talk about all these other chakras independently, it's at the root. Without the root. You got nothing. Every building will fall down without the root.
Yeah, it's like a clogged pipe. There's no way. I mean, yes, the things are still going to function. Water's going to leak through, but it's clogged and it's putting gunk in everything else. It's spreading the gunk as opposed to flowing freely and just allowing. 100%. So how do we remove the gunk, Dane? How do we fix our cracks? Okay.
So first and foremost, and I have them up on my screen. It's the only tab I have open, Angela.
Thank you.
It's the only one I have
open. We use a virtual studio and she gets in trouble because she doesn't do it right.
I know. There's a huge lag. She's like, maybe you should shut something down. I'm like, oh, click, 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 click. Oh, click, click. Oh, let me go shut the other 6 computers off. Click, click, click. Okay. So the one tab that I have open, I have questions that we could ask ourselves. And here's the thing. We often neglect ourselves in a way that we're not checking in. We're not asking ourselves how we're doing, how we're feeling, how we're functioning. We've come to acceptance that the things in our lives suck because maybe they're happening to us, by the way, sacral chakra, but like maybe they're happening to us, you know, maybe that guy's the jerk. My boss sucks. My partner's not fair. And what we need to truly, first and foremost, understand is we have complete control over all of this. And it's really about first and foremost, checking in, asking ourselves the questions, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start with security because security is a big one. Okay. So the first question I would ask myself is, am I insecure around others? Now, I don't want to spend like a whole bunch of time on each question, but Angela, it reminds me of like when I was in high school and you'd meet a girl and she might be like a little loose. What is it, 1955?
She would kiss on the first date.
She's a chippy, but you know what I mean? But like you can see she's like hanging on people or whatever it is. Yeah. And my response before I became so compassionate and empathetic would be, oh, she's so insecure, right? Mm-hmm. She's insecure. People behave in a way, oh, they're insecure. But when you stop and you pull back, what does that mean? It means they lack security. It means there's something in their life that or a belief about themselves that they act out. And just to give you an example, Nala was telling me a story about one of their friend group people, one of their friends in their group, how she was like coming on to one of the other one's boyfriend and how could she, and they're all turning against her. And I had to sit with Nala and be like, she doesn't act like that because she feels good about herself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She doesn't act like that because she feels secure in who she is. She's acting like that because something about her needs to be seen. And by stealing somebody else's boyfriend, then she's worthy of something. There's something there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so by teaching our children to look at things like that and by being able to look at ourselves like that, am I insecure around others?
Mm, yeah. And you know? For me personally, I mean, even like I remember when I started that accelerator program. So we're going back 2 years. A year? I don't even know anymore. It feels like lifetimes.
It's about a year and a half. About a year and a half. I'm your calendar.
Yeah. So I joined an accelerator program because, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm starting a business and all that stuff. Yeah. And la, 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 la. And I knew nothing. I never did business, never went to business school. I knew nothing about it. And I still built a business without that knowledge, which is super cool because there's a lot of like innate stuff. But I felt so intimidated around these people who knew this stuff that I didn't. And instead of approaching it from the perspective of, cool, they know stuff I don't, so I can learn, I felt insecure and was like, it got in the way of my excitement to learn the information because I was like, I'm not worthy to know this stuff. How do I not know this stuff? Like it played into irrational thinking. And then towards the end of it, I was like, wait a minute. These guys are, they're just people. And then all of a sudden, they go bankrupt.
Right? You had me sit on that one meeting, and I was like, really? Really? You know, it's funny that you say that about building the business because it was just like with the gallery, it was like the complete opposite. Remember, we have different foundations.
Yeah.
When we were going to do the gallery, we're like, oh, we just kind of like followed the breadcrumbs. We'll go, all right, we'll do this. Okay, we'll do that. And I never felt that. And again, I come from, my father had an MBA. And it's not like I was taught. It was just sort of an energy that was just clear and understood. You want to do this? You just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's really interesting. So security, I'm just going to read the few of them and we'll talk about them in mass. Do I try too hard to be liked or accepted? What are my go-tos for being liked or accepted? Do I think I will be accepted without leaning on those go-tos?
Those are all good
Insecurity.
Ones.
Insecurity.
Those are all really good. I mean, my main one was drinking. My main one was drinking because I was the life of the party. I was able to bring people together. I was able to get attention. I was able to get all the things I wanted based around drinking. And then that was my go-to. And then once that was taken away, once I got sober, and I didn't have that coping mechanism anymore, I had to really figure out who I was. And then I realized how insecure I was. Like I didn't have the mask to put on.
Yeah. And that turns into real people pleasing stuff.
Yep.
You know, that insecurity goes along. It goes up through all the chakras. Like when we start talking about the upper chakras, you'll see how this insecurity affects all of them.
Yeah.
It's really something. So again, insecurity, I'm not saying I haven't had insecurities, but that wasn't like the big one for me.
Yeah.
The next one, safety. Do I feel that I have to control my exterior circumstances? Do I fear the unknown? Do I worry about what will become of me? So where are you with that?
I mean, now I'm like, woohoo, life's great. Got it.
Yeah.
But I was not always this way. Recently, you know, pretty recently, the past couple of years, this has been a big one for me, is to not try to control what everybody's doing, where we're going. On a very small note, how it manifested and I realized it, because this is like doing the work now, you start to realize the awareness and the behavior, right? I realized, you know, I'm going through the divorce and I have been looking on Zillow. And I'm planning how I'm going to get an apartment. I don't even know when we're moving. And that's trying to control a future that I don't know how exists. And now, because I realize I do that, and then it gets me all stressed out. It gets me disappointed because I'm not there yet. Yeah. And I try to control and pull everybody. So now it's more like, okay, I understand. I'm going to wait until all the resources and the things are done. And then I will find the place. Like I have full faith. But knowing that I did that and causing myself anxiety because of that, you know, like now that I've realized I do that, I don't do that anymore. It's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it was about controlling other people's behavior. And I remember when I first started teaching, I had to be 22, it was my first year teaching, my co-teacher. I remember her saying to one of the kids, you know, you can never control another person's behavior. You could only control your own. And I remember I was 22. I was like, what? Because I learned I had a very, very dominating father and everything was hyper-controlled. Mm. So I didn't do it out of fear. I didn't do it out of, you know, insecurity. I did it because I learned in my foundation that you wanted something, you made it happen. And I have gone into my adulthood making shit happen. Dana, make shit happen, right? Remember the first thing that Jamie said when he met us? Dana, make shit happen. And I've learned, I'm learning how to acquiesce a little bit, to allow, to let it unfold. It doesn't come with the same kind of worry that you describe. Because I don't even give it that, because I'm not, you know what I mean? There's no worry. There's just making it happen. It's like this bulldozer sort of thing. And it's really about taking a breath and being, because I know, I truly believe, and I've been in this place for quite a long time, that I'm going to be okay no matter what. Yeah. That everything worked out for me. Now, I remember at 30 years old being like, hey, why do I worry? Everything, I always find success in the end. Like, I always get up. I'm always find happiness. Like, what's my problem? So that understanding has always been there, but undoing the having to know what's next and then forcing the agenda. Yeah. You see, even when I talk about it, I'm like, brr, you know what I mean? It's like something.
Well, that's cool. So, no, it's cool because just to, again, to put a fine tip on how it manifests, right? Like, I never had any... From 0 to 7, in case nobody listens to the last episode, my mom was on her third marriage. We lived with a guy, so four relationships. I lived in probably 7 houses. My dad lived in New York and then in California. Like, I was just all over the place. So I had no foundation, no safety, no security. My mother was distant, you know, gave me my basic needs. I had everything I needed, but I didn't have like the love and affection. You know I was an adorable kid and I was a good kid, you know, but I was quiet because that was what I was
so taught. Cute.
So that's, as an adult, that's been my manifestation of that, right? Just always trying to figure out what's my next move, because I need to know where I'm going to be so I know I'm safe.
Yeah.
And so letting that go and having the faith that no matter what happens, I'll be okay. You know, like that's been my biggest challenge.
Yeah, that's something. It really is something to be able to look at these things. So to again, to go back to your initial question, you know, what do people do? Just looking into these things about themselves. That really is, because again, we forget to do that. I did a video actually this morning about how we just kind of accept things.
Yeah.
Like we just kind of like, can I share? This is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So I said to Rob the other day, I'm like, dude, you got a rock in your head. And he was like, who says that? And I'm like, it's an expression. He's like, no, Dana, it's rocks in your head. And then we kind of did a little back and forth and then it all sounded stupid. And then I realized that we don't even question it. And then I started thinking about how my father used to say Fisi di mamma all the time in Italian. And I always admit, like, yeah, you stupid jerk, right? We talked about this. Your mother's stupid or whatever it is. And then I meet Rob, who's first generation American. His parents are Italian. He's like, that means your mother's vagina. I've told you this before. I was like, I never questioned it. And it come to think about our conditioning. We don't question things because that's the way our parents did it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean question it like, you know, take your parents to task at every turn. It's, does this work for me?
Yes.
Does this serve me? Am I living in function or in dysfunction? If it's dysfunction, it's based on my beliefs, which are based from my conditioning. Let me go back and look at that. And it's not just about just looking at it and then using it as an excuse. It's going that step further and altering things to make them work for you. The end game is just to make your life work for you. That's really what it's about,
you know? It's not about, like you said in the beginning of this episode, it's not about everybody else's problem. It's not your parents' problem. I'm not like, oh, my mother moved and got married. She was a kid. She was a kid who had a kid. And, you know, there's no blame. It's just that the way it was, if I take the emotion out of it, I just look at it, the way it was created these things in me that I can't live comfortably. Now.
Yeah.
So how can I live comfortably now by looking at those things? And in 10 Recs, you talk about awareness and willingness, right? And once you have the awareness, that's why it's like under just taking this look back, this little excavation and analysis, having the awareness, oh, that happened in my childhood. And then what am I willing to do about it to become better, to change it?
100%. Okay, let's talk about the last piece, grounding and stability. Now, here are some questions. Do I feel like if I don't control things, they'll get away from me? Do I feel like if I take my eye off the ball, the rug will be pulled out from under me? How is my physicality? Is my body healthy and strong? Do I nurture it by giving it what it needs to function properly? I just want to open with, my body has always been a source of contention for me, not because I've ignored it, but because I've beat the shit out of it. Because remember, I was super grounded and I was always grounded at the same time. Kind of ironic. But yeah, my, you know, I wound up getting diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when I was 45, which means my body was shutting down on me because I was beating the hell out of it. And not just the physical part of it, you know, like the overworking it, but the stress and the constant need to achieve. And I did feel that way. If I take my eye off the ball, my whole house of cards is going to fall apart. That only, I wouldn't say solved itself. I only did the work to solve that in maybe like the last 10 years. Like I was like, okay. Okay, nobody dies if I take a day off. Nobody dies, you know?
Yeah. Quite the opposite for me. I've always had body issues, body image issues, but never enough to do anything about it. I just would look in the mirror and go, ugh, you know, like just, but I never really had the discipline to actually make changes. There was one time when I was, I'm pretty heavy. I'm like the heaviest I've ever been now. And there was one time when I was breaking up with, in between one ex-husband and the other,
there was a relationship in the middle. I was between exes.
Between exes, there was a guy there. Reliving my mother's pattern. And that's when I got sober. And I did, that's when a lot of awareness came up. But the relationship was super stressful. And again, I was like this heavy. And then I went on like a tear, and my brother's wedding was coming up, and I went from a 10 to a 4, and I was like almost like too unhealthy, too skinny, you know? But I had like a ton of discipline because it felt really good to take care of myself, but I don't have the discipline to maintain something like that. So now here I am in a stressful situation again, physically like, but I feel emotionally well. So I don't feel like about my body anymore, you know? I'm just like, okay, nice. this is what I look like now. I wish I looked a little better. I wish I lost 15 pounds, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything about it.
Yeah, I hear you. But what's interesting is you said you're more grounded on the emotional level. So you're not so stressed about the physical. That's where I am as well. I mean, my physical, everything about my physical used to drive me. And now I'm just like, hey, wait a minute, because I'm at peace. My foundation is strong.
Yeah.
You know, some things. You know, I'm doing all, you know, I'm eating well, I'm moving my body. It is what it is.
You just need to
come to acceptance.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, it is what it is. Whoever the next partner is going to be is just going to love all of it. And that is what it is.
Yes. Every square inch.
Squishy inch.
Oh my God. I love it. So one of the things that, that we've mentioned in the last episode is that with Veda Finds Her Crown, I created a deck of cards, to work specifically with children, but they're really, really fun.
Yeah,
to do
cute.
With adults too. So the root chakra ones, you know, it's just like some explanations, things to look out for. Some of these questions are on there, but some exercises to do. So I pulled two this morning that I just think would be good, a good thing to close with, you know, give sure. people something to chew on.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, the crystals are smoky quartz and hematite, if that speaks to you. Okay. So the first one, Jack, by the way, that's the character,
my QR code.
Okay. You know, I'll read the affirmation also. I nurture my body with what it needs to flourish.
Okay. I do drink my celery juice every day.
It's commitment, man. And it's baby steps at the same time. Really important. We need to be gentle with ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't need to beat the hell out of ourselves. And I'm saying that from experience. I just told you I beat the shit out of my body. Just be gentle with yourself, you know, love yourself. Okay. Exercise. Use your body and become aware of it. Go outside and play, walk around the block, or do a physical activity that you enjoy. These activities connect you to your body and will strengthen your root chakra. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You don't have to get a gym membership. Walk around the block.
Yeah. Yeah. I did right? play tag with Christian in the backyard the other day. That was really fun, but I was like,
I love it. Oh my God. We were bowling this weekend for Rob's birthday. And yesterday I was like, whatever you do to my feet, Rob, because he's rubbing my feet, whatever you're doing to my feet made my butt hurt. And then I realized the act of bowling, my butt cheeks, my glutes. And I was like, ooh, they're a little tender from bowling.
That's fun though. That's a good hurt. Yeah. I love those.
It's a good hurt. It's a good hurt. I got bowling butt. Okay. All right. The next one.
I have bowling ball butt.
It's a simple thing, folks. Okay. I trust the good of the world. That's the affirmation. Okay. Be aware of the foods you eat and how they make you feel. Eat some fruits and veggies and pay attention to how you feel afterward. Do you have more energy? Has your mood improved? Eat something red today. Mm. So eat an apple.
I have some beautiful strawberries, actually. That's what I'm going to have.
Nice. Nice. And I do see the difference. I eat crappy food. I know it. We had birthday weekend with Rob, and yesterday we were both like, I'm so mad. Why am I so mad? But when I eat the healthy stuff, man, I feel like $1 million. And this hasn't changed.
Yeah.
This has.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right. I'm going to have my strawberries today. We're going to go walk and see the solar eclipse today with our fancy glasses.
Don't look at it.
How do we know they're for the eclipse?
Oh, the eclipse on the front. Got it. Right. All right. So should we do some bye-byes?
Yeah, we'll do some bye-byes. So next week, you guys, and again, if you have any comments, we can still pick up because we're going to be going back to the root throughout this whole time. As you always can see, we jump around. So feel free to jump in any questions into the chats, comments, whatever, wherever we post this. Really, like, let's get some, you know, let's help you create some awareness. And hopefully it helps because, God, this work, man, my life is completely different because of this. It's awesome.
Yeah, you're a different person. Every time I talk to you, I could read your energy, but mm-hmm. I could hear your tone, your actions. Like you're a different person. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's so cool. Amazing. So cool. You're not the same person that I was when married. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I was told the same thing. I was like, okay.
All right, sign off, Neil. Yep, let's do it.
Let me move this because I'm spent. Oh,
all right. You go.
Oh, wait. No, it's Stay Fresh cheese bags.
All right.
Let's try something a little different. Oh, look at that. Okay, oh, wait.
Ready? Go ahead. Toodaloo. Motherfucker.
Who would have thought it would have landed there?
I don't know. That's a good one, though. Bye, everybody.